Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio. Ethnically Ambiguous joins the lineup in Melbourne Fringe Festival's programming for 2025. Today, one of the creators of the thought-provoking comedy joins us, Zach Rose. Thanks for jumping on and having a chat with us, Zach.
Thanks for having me.
Can you give us a little introduction to yourself? Who are you? Who's your mum? Where are you from?
My name is Zach Rose. That is not a stage name. That is my family name. Rose being on my dad's side, my people are the Gundijmara people down in Warrnambool, past Geelong. I've got some distant relatives. My distant relatives are famous boxer Lionel Rose, and my uncle is esteemed academic Professor Mark Rose.
Can you share with us what is Ethnically Ambiguous?
Ethnically Ambiguous is a three-hander comedic play about three different actors with different cultural backgrounds. It's a balance of real-world cynicism and deeply human sincerity as they navigate the entertainment industry, which, as we know, is deeply flawed. We take on Rupert Murdoch in song. We rap about networking and how impersonal it can feel. We analyze the audition process and the racial biases and how they can affect it negatively. We also have this big ethnicity wheel. It's our gag, painted by our incomparable prop master, Donna Prince. It's like a wheel of fortune that we spin around, and it's got all of our ethnicities on it. It's a lot of fun.
When it comes to this play, what role do you play in Ethnically Ambiguous?
I am one of the three co-writers. I am a performer. I'm playing the character of Josh Bloom. I've also written all the music, so the aforementioned rap about networking and taking on Rupert Murdoch, I wrote all those songs. I am also a producer, or the producer, so I've been doing a lot of the boring admin.
The story of this play is from actors of diverse cultural backgrounds being cast into roles where accents and looks and stereotypes we've come to know don't really match authentically who the actors are. Does this concept come from experience in the industry for you three?
It absolutely does. The concept comes from all our experiences. Specifically for me, it comes from times where my heritage is accidentally disregarded and I get misrepresented as a white actor, which has happened on occasion.
In what ways does the play poke at these holes that are happening in the industry with the casting process, with the kind of characters they write for actors?
Well, there are some scenes in this play where we look at the audition process, and there's a character played by Max Nunes, Caesar, and he is auditioning for a show, without trying to spoil too much of the story. He is auditioning for a character, and he is going for a certain role. He ends up getting typecast as a stereotype, and that affects his views on the industry. Just kind of like, it makes everything seem sort of hopeless.
You just mentioned Max Nunes Caesar, one of your co-stars in the play. You also have Joe Malta. Can you share a little bit about your co-star, co-creators? Who are they?
Absolutely. Max Nunes Caesar, him and I were already great friends. We met doing some extras work on this tumultuous day at the beach. It was quite awful. But we realized we were both absolute nerds. And he introduced me to Joe when he was making his own short film of the same name, Ethnically Ambiguous, but a different story and completely different characters, but the same themes, racially charged themes. He introduced me to Joe Malta one day. We had coffee together. It was on a day I was very busy. I had a murder mystery fantasy-themed wedding to host. But they pitched me this idea for the play. I was encapsulated. We started coming up with character ideas. It was quite special. Jo, of course, she ended up directing the short film that Max wrote. All three of us actually star in that short film. It's currently in development, by the way, post-production and all that. But yeah, we formed a delicate bond all three of us.
How was the collaboration process for you three, putting your experiences together to feed the story that is ethnically ambiguous?
To be honest, it was difficult because we live so far away from each other. I live in the southeastern suburbs. They live out towards the city. And so we were communicating through Zoom calls. We were communicating through this group chat we have. But eventually, we started to see each other, travel out to each other, and we've been rehearsing. And I feel when we're together, it is magic. When we're there, we're bouncing ideas. We're truly making art. The photographer for our poster was David Vader. He's a fantastic photographer. Made a very nice poster of us. Also these lovely individual posters that we've been putting around. That you'll find them around town. It was edited by Ella Harnish. She made the actual poster itself, editing the poster, making it look pretty and pink. It looks magnificent, what they've both done. We also have lots of people helping as we are directing the shows ourselves, all three of us. So we have consultants come in every so often for a rehearsal to make sure we're on track. Make sure that the show that we're doing is the best it can possibly be. So we have this Sunday, actually, for our rehearsal, we have Sharmini Kumar coming in. She has directed shows in the past that I've been in. She directed last year's Around the World in 80 Days, the musical. So that was a lot of fun. We also have some of Joe's friends. I don't have their last name, but we have someone called Luna and someone called Vanessa. You might not want to use this. We're going to have them come in. They are going to have a look at us. We also have a reviewer. There's this person that is reviewing us, but they have this policy where they also want to interview you, which is a really cool concept. Their name is Holly Rowan. So that is something we are also doing.
Though that it's a small production and small crew, sounds like you've got a lot of different arms of support getting you through it.
Absolutely. It is. I did say before, it is just the three of us. But yeah, it is dependent on all the people that are holding us up. Absolutely.
Joe and Max, they have actually previously spoken with the SBS team for SBS Spanish. How is it bringing these cross-cultural, ethnically ambiguous stories together?
We all have this shared experience of experiencing racism in the entertainment industry. And I feel like we're making people feel seen. This show is an authentic representation of actor culture, and there are actors of many nationalities out there. We show drama games, we show improv, we show the audition process, and we just hope that fellow creatives of all nationalities, genders, what have you, they can feel seen, and everyone else that isn't creative can feel moved and compelled by the story we've created.
For audiences who are coming to see this part of Melbourne Fringe Festival, what do you hope that they gain from the story?
We hope that people can see themselves in the characters that we have created. They are very, very, very loosely based on ourselves, emphasis on the very loosely, but they are representative of who we are. And I think people will see themselves in us because the characters we've created are relatable. And in the times that they're not based on our own stories, they're based on our friends or things that we've seen.
For listeners who want to get more information, they want to see this or follow along on what yous are doing creatively, where can they find more information?
Well, you can find us on the Fringe website, type in Ethnically Ambiguous. But we also have social media. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. My handle's @Zach_Rose_official. Max's is Maximum_Vanity. And Joe's is Joe Little Theatre. You can find us doing advertisements. Max is really good at that. Max makes some really great content. But yeah, that's where you can find us.
I want to thank you for coming on and telling us about Ethnically Ambiguous today, Zach.
Thank you for having me.
That was Zach Rose talking about the performance Ethnically Ambiguous in Melbourne Fringe Festival's programming. For more information, you can find ticketing and accessibility and more on Melbourne Fringe Festival's website. The play goes from the 15th to the 19th of October. You're listening to NITV Radio.